This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Vail Resorts is having a tough time on Wall Street as visitation to its properties falls. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Shares of the Broomfield-based resort giant are down 30% since February. Last week, Vail told investors that lift ticket sales were down 17% this past winter compared to the previous year. Executives blamed poor snow conditions, including in the western U.S. It looks like next winter could start off slow, too. Sales of Vail's Epic Pass for the upcoming season are lower than they were last year at this time. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Juneteenth Music Festival in Denver gets underway today. Founder Norman Harris says the city became known for one of the largest celebrations in the country because as African Americans traveled north from Texas, they brought traditions with them.
Here in Denver, the African American community was only really allowed to live in Five Points. And so what really happened was a concentration of our people, but also culture and traditions that came from the South and from those rural areas.
Rapper Bow Wow headlines this year with a free concert. Tomorrow, basketball star Chauncey Billups will be back in his hometown to collect a Lifetime Achievement Award at the festival. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver in the Springs today, mostly sunny, highs around 90, possible afternoon thunderstorms. Tomorrow, temperatures close to 100 degrees. It's 9:07.